Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Neil Allen. Pitching for the New York Mets, Neil Allen. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second, the first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third, the center fielder, Max Venabil. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Breining. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Fred Breining. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leonard moves to second. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leonard scores. O'Malley moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Malley scores. Wellman moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Giants. Fred Breining is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breining is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-1 in the game. Venable hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Venable. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Venable steals second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wellman hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Breining is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breining is 0-for-1 in the game. Branning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Branning covering, for the out. Brooks moves to third. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pettini pinch runs for Johnny LeMaster. Daryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pettini moves to third. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Venabil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pettini scores. 2 outs. It's 4 to nothing, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 5 to nothing, Giants. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Leonard steals second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wellman takes first base on ball 4. Leonard moves to third. O'Malley moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pettini now playing shortstop. Tucker Ashford pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Ashford moves to second. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ashford moves to third. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tucker Ashford now playing second base. Rick Ohnbey now pitching. Andy McGaffigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaffigan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGaffigan. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. One out. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pettini for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ashford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Venabil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Venabil for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Ohnbey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wellman takes first base on ball four. O'Malley moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Own Bay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Rick Own Bay. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.